Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so, so very excited about our topic today, and I have a return guest on, Laura Molitier. She was on, I don't know, a couple months ago.
Yes.
We talked about hospitality, and so today we are talking about a season and a topic that I'm really excited about. We're talking about Advent, and we are getting into the Advent season. We've got Thanksgiving coming up next week, and Christmas is coming so soon after that. And in the state of our nation and the state of our world right now, I just feel like we need some hope. We need some joy as we're heading into this season, because I know that the busyness of Christmas, the busyness of the holiday season, the busyness of all that we have going on with homeschooling, and then top that off with just the craziness swirling around us with the unknowns and everything that's happening, we need hope. And our hope is in Jesus. Our hope is in our Savior. Our hope is in God's Word. And so we are going to talk about that today and how we can bring that hope into our homes through Advent and really celebrate Christmas this year in maybe a very new way that we haven't done before. So Laura, welcome back to the podcast, and thanks for being here to talk about Advent with me.
Thank you so much. It's one of my favorite subjects.
Yeah, I know. I was telling Laura before we got on, I said it was really weird. A few weeks ago, the Lord really put this on my heart, and I really wanted to talk about Advent and do a whole podcast on it. And so I started thinking about it, praying about it, and Laura's name popped into my mind. I was like, I bet she's got something amazing on Advent. And a few days later, she sent me an email that had her Gentle Advent course series on it. And I was like, yay, I knew it. I just knew she would have something great on it. So I want to talk about what Advent is. For some people, they may do Advent every year. For some people, maybe they're just now starting to hear about that and don't even know exactly what Advent is. I remember the very first time I started hearing about it was probably about 10 years ago. And I started hearing people talk about the Jesse tree and this. And I was like, well, I don't even know what these people are talking about. And to be totally transparent, this is, we talk about Christmas and we read the Christmas story and we talk all the time about what Christmas means. And we really do our best in our family to separate the materialistic Christmas of all the gifts and the food and everything from the real meaning of it. But Laura, I want you to talk about what Advent really is and how our families can really be blessed by celebrating Christmas as it was meant to be celebrated and making Christ the focus of this season for us. So kind of tell us first what Advent is.
All right. So it's really fun to study words. The etymology of things really kind of opens up your mind to really explore what the meaning of things are by how they are named, very much like studying the names of God in the Bible. And Advent is actually from the Latin term Adventus, which it means coming. And that was translated from the Greek, and I have to check my pronunciation here, parousia, which means arrival or official visit, which is a really interesting way to think about the advent of Christ being an official visit. That means that, you know, there's a lot of status given to that. And so actually during the 4th and 5th centuries, Christians used the Advent season, which was the 40 days before Epiphany is celebrated on January the 6th. So this is the beginning of the liturgical year for the Christian calendar. And they used it very much like Lent, It was a time of fasting. It was a time of preparation, and it was a time of penance for new believers who would then be baptized on Epiphany when they celebrate the arrival of Christ, of the wise men, you know, coming to see Christ. And so it's this whole other aspect. And then in the 6th century, they really started making it more about the coming of Christ, but it wasn't about his birth. It was about the second coming of Christ. Mm. And so it's really interesting to get into the history of the season and all the different parts of the church history that go into it. And it wasn't really until the Middle Ages that Advent became associated with both the birth of Christ and the second coming. But of course, Advent meaning to arrive, we are remembering the first birth of Christ, and we are also looking towards his return as king. And I think it's just phenomenal to be able to pack all that into one season, really. And so the days of December, or the 4 Sundays before Christmas, are the traditional Advent Sundays that they are recognized now in the church. And then we have what's called the 12 days of Christmas. And some people know this and some people don't. The 12 days of Christmas is Christmastide from Christmas through Epiphany. And so that whole season is actually Advent season. And when we're doing a lot of our Advent programs, not just the ones that we've created, but a lot of people doing their Advent, they have 24 or 25 days worth. But I like to tell people, you know, because it is a busy season, that Christmastide, that's your grace period. So we don't have to feel like we're rushing through everything. And if you miss a day or miss an activity or something like that, there's still 12 days at the end where you can, you know, get that done in there. But Advent historically is just a beautiful season to really focus on Jesus, not just his birth, not just his coming again, but really the character of Jesus and what he offers to us as his children. And so that's one of the things that our family has really loved about celebrating Advent, is that we get to draw closer to Jesus. We get to learn more about him. And through this focused study and focused prayers and focused poetry, we really get to see a lot of spiritual blooming and growth in our children and in our own spiritual lives. So it's just an amazing season, I think, for everybody. I get really excited talking about it.
So fun. And I love that you talk about focusing on Jesus and on his birth and on the season, because I think that it's so easy to get tied up in so many times. I would say most years we get to Christmas Day, and by the end of the day, I just feel like that was it. Not that was it in regards to celebrating Jesus, but it's all this hubbub that leads up to a day of just busyness and sometimes chaos and sometimes family drama and opening presents and eating all the food and all of the preparations and then all of the cleanup. And we get to the end of the day and I'm like, what was the point of that? What was that all about? And we have forgotten, even though leading up to the day, you know, we've read the Christmas story, we've done the thing, but we have forgotten what our focus really is when it comes to Christmas. And so I love that Advent gives us that focus. It gives us 25 days or, all of the days leading up to Christmas, a time to reflect on him. And so you actually offer a way that kind of outlines for families how they can keep focus every single day on Jesus and on the season. Really quickly, because you sent this to me before, you had a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer that I think is really important to answering the question, what is Advent?
Yes. I think, you know, we forget as Christians what you're saying. We get so wrapped up in it. At the end of the day, it's almost a letdown. Because especially on Christmas Day, you know, there is so much going on that it's really easy to miss the quietness and the solemnity of remembering the birth and looking towards the second coming. So what Mr. Bonhoeffer said is, the celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come. And so it's that Advent, that mm-hmm. coming that we are really looking forward to. And that is our joy. That is our hope. That is our peace. And that is our love. And those are actually the four candles on the Advent wreath. But it's really a beautiful time to set aside our burdens mm-hmm. and the things that are really trivial to us that are plaguing us, you know, currently.
Sure.
The things happening in the political world, the things happening across the world with disease, famines, yet another hurricane in the hurricane season that won't end.
Right.
It's just, there's so many things. And because of the economy, there's people worried about finances. Mm-hmm. And this is really, truly a time to lay down all of our worries and all of our cares and to cast them at the foot of the cross and Amen. To really look up and focus on Jesus. And so it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's awesome.
It's so exciting. So very exciting. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk more about this.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
Every December, Christians are given new reasons to not take Christmas seriously. We're told that Christmas was originally a pagan holiday, that Jesus was not born on December 25th, and that Christmas has been snowed under by hedonistic commercialism. While the enemies of the church are all too happy to have Christians believe such nonsense, Joshua Gibbs' new book titled The 25th, New and Selected Christmas Essays, argues that Christians have every reason to robustly celebrate Christmas with the confidence that they are participating in one of the oldest, deepest, and greatest mysteries of God. Claim your copy of this new book by the Searcy Institute, titled The 25th New and Selected Christmas Essays, from Amazon.com or CearcyInstitute.com/books. That's CearcyInstitute.com/books. We are back with Laura Molitier, and we're talking about Advent and just the beauty of being able to focus our gaze and our efforts on Jesus during this Christmas season and the upcoming celebration of his birth. And so we talked a little bit about what Advent is, but Laura, why celebrate Advent? Why not just read the Christmas story and get on with the month, get to Christmas, and then have it, you know, take place and then be done and move on to the new year? Like, why do we celebrate Advent?
So I think going back to the history of Advent, if we think about what the church was going through in the 4th and 5th centuries and what the church is going through now, I mean, worldwide, we're kind of in an isolated bubble here in the United States, but worldwide, there's mass persecution mm-hmm. of the church. And so there is this darkness. And then wintertime brings its own literal darkness. And all the things in the world are bringing in all this darkness. And it's a season that, if we let it, could become really ugly. And I want to share a quote here from Richard Villadesau. He says, "For the Christian message is not merely that God is lovely, but that God is love. Not merely that God is beautiful and is to be found in the pursuit of what is attractive and desirable in the world, but that God is transcendently and absolutely beautiful and is to be found even in what to the world's eye is ugly and deformed and unworthy." When we celebrate Advent and bring our family around this focus for the whole Advent season, we are able to shine light into the darkness. We light our candles to be symbolic of the light that is the Lord. We help our children to be strengthened against the darkness. and spending, you know, whether you spend the full 40-day season or just the 24 days leading up to Christmas, focusing your children on that, that is 24 solid, focused days of loving and living for Jesus that will help give them the strength that they need to combat what the world is throwing at them. And it's the same for us. You know, we need that strengthening as the parents.
Yeah.
And so for Christians to set aside the season when the world is telling you, you should be out going to parties. Not that anybody can do that right now. Right. you should be going to the church services, going to the Christmas concerts. You should be out, you know, shopping in all the stores,
right.
All these things that the world is telling you to go do, you know, get that clicky finger going on Amazon. We have a choice that we can make to be content and to be joyful and to be separated and set apart from everything that the world says is important during this season, and to actually focus on what really is important, whether, you know, teaching our children the scriptures, doing family service projects, collecting food to give to, you know, the food pantries, making blessing bags for the homeless, whatever it is that the Lord leads our families to do, we can be an incredible blessing during the season, especially when it is dark. You know, people don't talk about it very much, but there are a lot of elderly people way before COVID that struggled during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Their families are far away or they don't have families left. You know, there's the elderly, there's people in the children in foster homes. All of these people need us to be the hands and feet. And when we are so carried away with everything that we're supposed to be doing,
right,
we miss that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's time for the church to really step into their role again. I think we've gotten comfortable in the pews. Mm-hmm. And Advent is really a call to expectancy. Just like if you look at the actual words in "be still and know that I am God," it is not talking about sitting twiddling your thumbs. It is talking about an actual anticipation, a physical waiting with expectancy. And it's the same expectancy that we need to have during the Advent season and all the time. But we can really bring that to fruition during the Advent season when we are focused on Jesus and focused on serving people the way that he wants us to. And I think it's just a beautiful way for Christian families to really build themselves up and edify the children and edify the parents.
Yep.
And really reach out to the community at large in a way that is surprising, because it's not as open as maybe in the past. But I think we really have an opportunity, especially with the things going on in the world right now, to really show holiness and set apartness,
right.
and to
give really, hope.
Yes. You know, we can share that at this point, because while everybody else may be flailing, no matter what happens, we know that we have Jesus.
Right.
And so it's imperative as Christians, number one, that we pass that on to our children more now than ever before. But we also have the opportunity to share that with the lost world.
Yeah.
And I think it's a huge benefit to us that maybe all this is happening right before Advent.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a privilege and opportunity we have to be able to show our kids that it's not all about them. It's not about getting the newest toy or getting the newest jacket or getting the newest iPhone or whatever it is that they're desiring. It's to show them that this world is not our home. The things in this world are not what bring us joy and happiness. Jesus is the only thing. I mean, we have seen so much of life stripped away from us over the past several months that for those of us who have hope in Jesus, we've seen our hope truly is in the Lord. It is not in things. It's not in the things that the world offers to us that are tangible. It's in our hope of salvation and in our salvation through Jesus Christ. And that's what Christmas is all about. And
yes.
So what a wonderful opportunity we have to show our kids that it's not about them and that they can share that hope with others. So we are out of time, for this part of the podcast, but we're going to come back on Wednesday and we're going to really kind of lay out Advent and how you can celebrate Advent with your family. And I'm really excited about this part of it. Well, I was excited about today's podcast too, but I'm excited to just dig into just some logistics of what does Advent look like? What can it look like in your home and how you can celebrate Advent with your family? So Laura, thank you so much. Tell me where people can learn more about you and your Gentle Advent courses that you offer through your website.
Sure. We are at everydaygraceshomeschool.com on the interwebs. And then we're also at Everyday Graces Homeschool on Facebook. And all of our Advent things are available in our shop. And there's videos linked as well that kind of give you a walkthrough of some of the printables.
Yeah, awesome. We will put the links for that in the show notes. And Laura has also offered a 15% off discount for any of our listeners. So here's the code, and we will put this in the show notes as well. But if you want to write it down, it's SHR for Schoolhouse Rocked Advent. It's not .com. Do not put the .com in there. Just SHRADVENT. So you can sign up for her Advent courses and get 15% off using that code. Thank you, Laura. We will be back on Wednesday to talk more in depth about Advent and how you can celebrate Advent in your home this Christmas season. So have a fantastic afternoon. We will see you back here in a couple of days. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program. Parents seeking alternatives to traditional education find Classical Conversations gives their children the best possible opportunities to succeed in grade school, middle school, high school, and beyond, to prepare them for a lifetime of success, no matter what their goals for the future. So if you're considering homeschooling and you don't know where to start, or if you're already homeschooling and you want to explore another option, we've been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence. And we'd love nothing more than for you and your family to join us in our mission to know God and make Him known. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and to learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.